Shvi'is Perk Zayin Mishnah Base 7-2. So this Mishnah, the version we have in front of us is not the version that is found in the Yerushalmi and most of the Rishonim. There's one word, not, she'eno, that changes everything. Although the Rambam does have the version that we have in front of us, I'm going to explain it according to the version that most of the Rishonim had, like the Yerushalmi, and that will be changing one word here. And I think that just makes it the Mishnah immeasurably more easy to understand. And I think that is the right thing to do for our shiur here. So I'll point out where the change is now, and you can look at it on your own, how the Rambam learns it in the Perash Mishnayos, if you want to learn according to the Gersa in front of you. The Mishnah says, Va'od klal ech acher amru. They have another principle, which was kol, and now the word she'enu I'm taking out. Here it says, kol she'enu ma'achal adum ma'achal be'emo min atzovim. Anything that isn't food for people or animals or there for dye stuff, but I'm taking that out. I'm now having it kol shahu, any food that is, in fact, like the previous Mishnah, ma'achal adam, food for people, ma'achal behema, food for animals, min hatsovin, or it's dye stuff. So that's why it's going to have normal kedusha shvias, because it's a regular food or there for consumption. But umiskayim ba'aretz, the difference, and now the only difference as far as the way I'm reading it and the previous Mishnah, is this list is going to be a list of foods and food-like things that, while edible, are always available in the ground, and therefore they are not going to have the bior issue. They'll, yes, have kedusha shvias because they're there for consumption, human consumption, animal consumption, dye stuff, etc. But since they are mitkayem ba'aretz, they do persist in the ground through the winter, they're always available, there's no time for bior, and therefore they're exempt from bior. So the Mishnah says, in such a case, indeed, yesh lo shvias, such foods have the restrictions of shvias, uladam of shvias, as do the money used to purchase such vegetable matter. Ein lo bior, but they will not have the obligation of bior, since they're always available, the ein ladam of bior, and nor will the money used to purchase these foodstuffs have a requirement of bior. Ezahu, so examples, what might they be? The Mishnah gives some examples. It says, ikar haluf hashota, instead of the leaves of the wild luf from the previous Mishnah, which do wither and die and go away in the wintertime, the ikar, the bulb of this luf, which again I told you before is something like a cousin of a onion or whatever, a leek, so it's something else, an arum. Since the bulb at the bottom always persists through the winter, there's no time for beer, but it's edible. And again, these are only items that are quite unusual. We're having unusual items because we want them to be edible, but only edible under unusual circumstances, and that's why they're not subject to the separate prohibition of Sfichen. Same goes ve'ikr hadandana, the root of mint, the arkabanin, whatever that is, v'chalbitzin, whatever that is, v'buchria, whatever that is. Those are all kinds of foods which people normally don't eat, but they could eat if they wanted to under present circumstances. So that's why they're considered ma'achal adam, they're human food, because people could eat them. But since they're not cultivated normally, they're not subject to the restrictions of svichin, and since they are available all year round, they don't die out altogether, so therefore they're not subject to biur. Now we have examples for min sovim, dye stuffs, hapua. We had pua before, that was madder, M-A-D-D-E-R, translated in art school, it's a red dye, and this is the vaharichpa, a different kind of dye, and both of these dyes, or the plants from which they come, are available year round, so no biur. Therefore, yesh lahem shvias, they do have kedusha shvias, v'ladamein shvias, and the money used to purchase them also has kedusha shvias. Ein lahem biur, however, they do not have an obligation to be ever removed from the home. Falula demain biur, and the money used to purchase these things also doesn't have a biur restriction on it at all. There's no time to actually get out your house. Reb Meir is going to argue. Reb Meir is going to say, listen, demain misabrin ad Rosh Hashanah. Excuse me, misbarin ad Rosh Hashanah. The money used to purchase the items that are exempt on this list from biur, still the money has an obligation of biur. Mitba'arin, misba'arin means they become biur required if you haven't gotten them spent by Rosh Hashanah. The concern that Reb Meir has is, since Reb Meir holds the foods have kedusha shvias and therefore the money is kedusha shvias, we don't want the money lying around indefinitely and getting mixed up since it has restrictions, and therefore he says the time limit is to spend them by Rosh Hashanah. However, Amrullah, the rabbis disagreed. They said, Lahen ein biur, the actual foodstuffs or dyestuffs don't have biur. How could it be? Kol v'chomer l'damein. All the more so, the money used to purchase them shouldn't have an obligation of biur. And that's the halacha, like the Tanna Kamma, that these foods and the monies do have kedusha shvius, but do not have biur, including the money. There's no biur required on them, whatever the money can sit around.